Where's Carrie? Is Carrie still in here? Did she leave? Oh, they did. Okay. Well, I will tell you that it's very interesting how God works. And I think there's this real spirit of thankfulness today. John had no idea that we'd be talking about and reviewing. Today's kind of a review day for us. It's the lesson of the 10 lepers. And so I don't think John knew that today was a day that we were going to be talking about being thankful. I wanted to find out from Carrie if she had read the lessons, because the lessons are encouraging to us that in reminding us about being thankful. And I think this is the time of the year where we can all agree, as Thanksgiving approaches, that we take a day out and we'll be thankful. But the gospel is speaking to us about so much more than that today. And I want to just spend a few minutes, and not long, because it is somewhat of a review. But I want to just remind us just how thankful we should be. Let's just look at this one more quick time. In Luke 17, Jesus, it says, he said to them, after they called out to him, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And they went as they were cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back, praising God with a loud voice, threw himself at Jesus' feet, and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus asked the question, "Well, weren't all 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9? Now, a lot of times we'll get this story kind of confused, thinking that maybe these other 9 really weren't thankful. That's generally kind of the direction we go in. But imagine if your skin was rotting off your body, honestly, and a guy says, you know, you beg for, you know, you see the prophet, and he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And you're headed down the road, and all of a sudden your skin becomes well. It becomes soft and supple again. It's not hard and oozing with sores and all the things that leprosy is. It's nasty. It's a nasty disease. I know I would be thankful. I know I'd be showing the priests. I'd be, you know, "Look at this. Look at me. I'm healed." I would be thankful. I would be glad. I would be happy. But that's just the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg with this story. Because I think they were glad. I think they were thankful. But one wanted to come back and give personal thanks to God. And this story speaks to us. Is Carrie back? Carrie, did you have any idea of the lessons today? It's about thankfulness. And we started, she was in the pre-service, they were saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for the blessings that I have in my life." And I just have to say that, you know, that is our spirit. That should be our spirit every day. Every single day, that should be what emanates from our lives, is this great thankfulness. We come to church on Sundays to kind of renew that, to remember, because we give great thanksgiving to the Lord. But well, oftentimes we come in and we go through the religious ceremony of what we do, and we forget what God has done for us. Because just as those 10 were cleansed, there's about 40 of us here that were in much worse shape than those 10 lepers. You see, they were physically sick. But what God wants us to know is that our world is spiritually sick. It's sick, it's down, it's depressed, it's full of sores, it's nasty. The world constantly sends us messages of doubt and despair and those kinds of things. Has anybody watched CNN or Fox lately? Holy cow, or CBS? It's just depressing. The news is depressing. It's all negative. It's all geared to get us stirred up, but mad and angry. And these aren't spirits of Christ. They're really spirits of the lost, of those who are without Christ. Because our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So today we're just talking about thankfulness and being thankful for what God has done in our lives. And it is somewhat a review, but only when we recognize that we've been healed, that God has cleansed us. And so what this story really tells us is that we need to come back to God. We need to come back and be thankful and remember how thankful we are. We can all be upset about, you know, the circumstances of life, where you are circumstantially. Maybe you have dreams for yourself. Maybe you didn't think life was going to be this way. It wasn't going to turn out this way. We all go through this. Man, I go through it every week. I get on an airplane. I'm like, oh, I get on an airplane, sit in a little cramped seat. And you fly somewhere and you got to get a car, and then there's trouble, and then I got to sleep in a bed that's hard, and, you know, I don't get good rest. And so I start complaining. You know, I start complaining about my circumstances. Oh, if I was just home, sleeping in my own bed, I get a good night's rest. Darla will tell you that when I come home, that I generally get a good night's rest the first night because I snore. And, right? It's bad. It is bad. It gets better, but I'm so tired from being on the road, you know, that I snore. I need, my body's just ready to get some rest. And so I'm thankful to be home. I land at the airport and I, you know, as Cindy says, like a horse to the barn. I'm ready to get home. I'm like running down the airport, and everybody that's traveled with me knows that when we land, man, I'm headed for that car. I'm ready to get home, get in my house, get in my surroundings. And on the way home, I start becoming thankful that I'm home. Now, yeah, I know. So basically what I've just told you is that I've sinned like the whole time I'm away because I'm not very thankful. But honestly, that happens to all of us. We have a boss that doesn't encourage us. We just get beat up all the time. Or maybe we have children that disappoint us or whatever. Or our children think that our parents disappoint us. Or we've been shortchanged. The hand that we're dealt isn't very good. But it doesn't matter about all that because it's not about us. It's about Him. It's about what He's doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. When we come to church and we think about the goodness of the Lord, we come for the table, for the Eucharist. We come to celebrate great Thanksgiving. That's one of the aspects that we do. But in the Old Testament, it's interesting that when the children of Israel would travel, and there would be some great thing that would happen in the children of Israel's lives, they would build an altar. They'd build it in the wilderness, and they'd make stones so they could remember that God had been faithful. You know why they needed to do that? Because they were forgetful. Have you ever read Psalm 78? Read it. It's all about us. It really is. It's really about human nature. It's just, we get going in life. God, we walk through this. Some miracle happens in our life, and we get through the water. We get to the other side. We're on the other side, and we're happy and thankful. And 2 days later, we're complaining about how come the Lord hasn't done this. Why hasn't He provided this for me? I thought that I was faithful. I thought that God owes me. We don't really say that, but we act like that because we're looking for something other than where we are. We're looking to be back on that mountaintop again, back on the top of the hill. But, you know, we've got to go down through the valley and trudge through and work every day at it. And then we lose focus and we start complaining. Now, do you all remember in Psalm 78 what God does with complainers? He's not happy. He's not a happy camper at all. He says he slew him. He would destroy him. He would kill him. And when they realized that God was faithful, they would thank him again. And he'd send his blessing upon them. But this happened over and over and over. And it's kind of the situation that we find ourselves in. It is the situation. We go through life complaining about so much and not being thankful. Now, I know, I am certain that every one of us in here is so grateful, so thankful, has such deep, and I know that. I know that when we think about it, we're very thankful for what God's doing in our lives. But yet, we forget. And that's what happened with these 10 lepers. This is the story of the 10 lepers. Not that they all weren't thankful, but only one remembered to come back. You know, I kind of think, well, you want to be in God's top 10? Or you just want to be in the top 10%? Come back and thank God. Thank God for what he's doing in your life every day. In just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you that we are one Sunday away from departing JU. This is the second to the last service here. Now, that is really good news, but you know what? We should be thankful. In spite of the obstacles, in spite of the cave or whatever, it's setting up, and I know John was saying thank you to the praise group, but thank you to everyone who's been here and been so faithful to set up every Sunday. Most of us don't see that because we don't get here early enough to see all the work and preparation that goes into dragging everything out of that closet and putting it up here and setting it up and doing all that. Well, we're going to finally move our altar. We're going to get our altar out of storage, and we're going to put an altar in, and we're going to have a place where we can celebrate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't that good news? That's really good news. That's great news. We have a lot to be thankful for. We're still here. We're still going at it. We're still working. We're still, you know, we've got the yoke on. We're still working for Jesus Christ. But we have to remember to be thankful. We have to remember that and be grateful for all that God is doing in our lives. Second thing is that one of the most important aspects that comes out of being thankful is peace. This peace that passes all understanding. Look in Philippians, I'll read it to you. You don't have to look there, but Philippians chapter 4. What we read today in our gospel lessons is we found out that Naomi had sacrificed so much. She was so thankful that Ruth had followed her. Then in Timothy, we hear about this risen Jesus, this incredible story about the man Jesus who God raised from the dead. And Paul is so thankful for his life. In Philippians, Paul tells us, in chapter 4, verse 4, again, this is just a reminder. We need to be reminded about who we are in Christ. But he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And then he says this. He says, if you'll do that, if you'll remember in your prayer time, when you get up in the morning, to begin to thank the Lord. Now, I have this new alarm clock. Well, it's not an alarm clock, it's my phone. And so I have it set on the most obnoxious wake up, because, you know, it's hard to get up sometimes. I tease Darla about it all the time. It It's, and maybe you have it set up as well. It's on my little Verizon phone. You know, it goes, good morning, da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Carl's like, turn that thing off. Oh, that's awful. Turn it off. But you know what? It does remind me to be thankful. It does, because it's so happy. It's a happy wake-up call. I know you're all looking at me like, man, he is really sick. That is a sick dude right there. Hit it, throw it, get rid of it. But the peace of God that passes, that transcends understanding. When we're thankful, that's what happens. That's really the attribute that happens in our lives. When we're thankful, the peace of God comes over us. We're not looking at our situation anymore. We see it, but we know that God is in control, that He's got it. He's got our back. He loves us. Because He loves us, we're thankful. And when we get trapped in our minds of being doubtful and depressed, all we have to do is pray and say, thank you, Lord. You're present, and make our petitions and our thanksgiving known to Him. So then he says, finally, here's what I want you to do, fellas. Finally, brothers and sisters, here's what I want you to think about. When you're giving thanks, don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. He says, whatever is true, whatever's noble, anything that's noble in somebody's life, in your life, in your wife's, in your husband's, in your parents, in your life, in your friends, whoever, whatever's noble, whatever's pure, whatever's right, whatever's lovely, whatever is admirable. If there's anything, Paul says, anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's all we have to do, is think about those things. Put our hearts and our minds on the things that are true and lovely and uplifting and praiseworthy. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And the last thing I want you to remember is in Galatians chapter 5. Because when we encounter this, when we become grateful and thankful, and our hearts are overwhelmed by this gratefulness, by what God has done in our lives, not about our shortcomings, not about where we want to go, but just being thankful, just having a sense of gratitude, of praise in our heart, and we're thinking about the true and the good and the lovely things, in spite of all that's around us, because there's a lot of stuff around us that distract us from that. Every day we get distracted. I'm telling you, I get distracted. I know you get distracted. It's easy to do. But just remember that the root of what we do, when we come in to this place every week, is we remember that God has delivered us, that He's healed us of our leprosy. And so it's up to us to give Him great thanksgiving. We say in the prayer, it's good and a right and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty. I speak that prayer. I try to lead with that when I'm somewhere, because I want people to know that it's always right, it's always good, it's always joyful, always and everywhere, in spite of the circumstances that are around us, in spite when our eyes get off the Lord, when we see the circumstances of life piling up, getting bigger and more overwhelming. In spite of all of that, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to work something out good for me, because you have in your heart good for us, not death but life, to live life abundantly. This is how we live life abundantly, thankfully. That's how you do it. Galatians chapter 5, I'll close with this. When we are thankful, this is what happens. It's the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. For those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Listen, God has done a mighty work in my life. I know He's done it in your life. I know He's transformed us. Now we just need to renew that transformation. We need to renew it. Remember where we came from. And remember what God has done in our lives. He set us free. That's something to give Him great thanksgiving for. And then His peace just comes into our lives. And we have peace in all of the life's troubles, in all of life's disappointments. We can find peace. I know many of you struggle with these things. You struggle with doubt. You struggle with despair. You struggle with just not knowing that God is in control. You struggle with that. I just want you to this is why these are so important these days. It's to remember, to remind us what God has done in each of our lives, to renew us, to set us free, to heal us from the stain of sin. And that, my friends, is good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm very thankful that you all sat there and were so attentive.